X10. Number 1B.
We would start with mind, because mind always presents the problem. Mind presents the problem, and therefore, what does mind present here as the problem? And we can easily see what it presents. It presents here the problem, idea, and counterfeit. It must present what is the idea and what seems to be the counterfeit. That's how any problem starts, that we present first what is the stated problem. So there in the index J in mind, you have to write very tiny, huh? You write in idea and counterfeit, idea and counterfeit. That's how, idea and counterfeit. That's how we start solving any problem. That is say, now, what is actually the problem, the counterfeit? What is the idea? Then, what do we do as a second step? What does spirit do? Spirit is always that which would separate in the way that it would say that I just first always tell the story and then we make the epitome. So spirit would always separate and would say to this idea versus counterfeit that the idea is real and the counterfeit is not real. That what would be spirit's contribution to the whole process. So we could write in there in spirit, in the index J, we could write in idea real, counterfeit unreal. I think this is logical up to this point, how we would go along the way of reasoning and would see, yes, here we have a problem stated, idea versus illusion. So the very first thing is that I state in mind that idea, that we have idea and that we have a counterfeit. When we have those two stated next to each other and say, now, what is idea and what is the counterfeit? Spirit would come along and say, now, look here, this idea is real and this counterfeit is not real, is not true, has no substance, or whatever we may call it. Yes? We would go on to soul, certainly, and would say, now, what shall I do with these two things? The one that is real and the other that is unreal but seems to be real. What shall I do when the unreal seems to be real and only the idea is real? Then soul would always say that soul is superior, that soul controls the lesser. So you have that soul would be superior. You see, you would change, so to say, the picture. If I show it to you with my hands, you see, you have spirit is the real, or the idea is the real. The counterfeit is unreal. So what you do with this, do you leave these opposites, and you say, and you begin to resolve it now, and say, no, that which is real is above the unreal, is superior to the unreal, controls the unreal. That's what soul does. So we would, in consciousness, give more weight to the real than to the unreal. We would, so to say, rise above the unreal to the real, would give to the real more weight, more importance, superior. We would see that it is above it, soul is above. So perhaps we could write there in soul that idea is superior to belief. Just idea is superior to belief or to counterfeit, whatever you like, doesn't really matter. The main thing is superior, above. Then what would we do if we, you see, we have already brought, so to say, that duality a bit nearer and resolved it just by putting it on top of each other, and then say, now, what does principle say to all that in order to resolve that dualistic sense? We would say, well, that which is above, that which is real, that which is idea, has an authority, has a principle behind itself, and that which is unreal, illusive, has no principle behind itself. It's not backed up by a principle. Only the idea is now brought back to its principle and says an idea is backed up by a principle. So we could write in here, in principle, idea backed up. Can you say backed up? Yeah. Or backed by principle? Backed up by principle? You write down what you like. Oh, golly, you have it all wrong there, my dear. Yeah, you have it all wrong, but I think all the others have it right. Huh? You know where we are, huh? Principle down, huh? On the left-hand side. Yes, yeah, the J index, huh? Yeah. So we come to life. We come to life. What is the next mental, spiritual, conscious step that we make when we have seen really that only an idea is backed up by a principle? Then we can see in life that therefore the idea is lifted up to its principle, that the idea is exalted into spirit. That it is, we must see it as exalted above every other level. So you can write in here, perhaps, idea exalted into spirit. Idea exalted into spirit. Yes? If the idea is exalted into spirit, then naturally we have a feeling that the counterfeit begins to disappear, has no more any basis, has no more principle, has no more any existence. And so we get the feeling that, in truth, that the idea is therefore destroying the false belief. So we could put in there, idea destroys false belief. And if it does that, if it is destroyed, what is left over? And you come to love, and you say, what is left over is really that the idea is one with God, that now the idea is one with God, and that the belief is obsolete, is nothing. You come really to the allness of the idea, huh? And to the nothingness of the illusion. And so in this way, really, the counterfeit is dispelled, and all that is left over is the idea. Again, Oh yes, put it in love, you can put in all is idea. Belief is obsolete. Actually, I don't know if that is very happy to say all is idea. It should mean that now the idea is completely brought home to its synonymous term, that the idea is one with God. I would prefer that really. That the idea is one with God, and that the illusion is nothing or obsolete. Then you have resolved the problem. Yes? So again, can you see what this index J is doing? The index J is, so to say, a leading rope which we can get hold of, and then go along that leading rope. We see there step by step what we should do in consciousness. In consciousness, when I'm faced with an idea versus illusion, how can I see how in my consciousness naturally I can dispel the belief in the illusion to the point where the illusion becomes nothing and where the idea is then all, and the only idea is left over, and illusion has disappeared? What shall I do mentally, spiritually? How shall I lead my thought? And so, mind, or the first step, mind, I go now again through the index J, mind would say, the very first thing is that you have to present clearly what is what and what is illusion. What is idea? What is the counterfeit? Then when you have idea, counterfeit stated, idea stated, counterfeit stated, then we go to the next step, spirit, that says, but you know, only the idea is real and the counterfeit is not real. Is not real. What shall I do with reality and unreality? The third step of soul says, see that you give superiority to the belief, to the illusion. See that the idea is superior to the illusion, and not the other way around, that the illusion is superior to the idea, but that the idea is superior to the illusion. You still have them on top of each other as still a feeling that they are two. How can you go further and say, but you know, behind the idea is a principle, and behind the illusion is no principle. You put it right down, the ideas. It's no principle. Therefore, life says, can you see that what you have to do is that the idea is exalted in principle, is exalted into the spiritual. It's always, because it's backed up by principle, is always eternally, eternal, immortal, exalted. Therefore, truth says, therefore, there it is as the only reality, and therefore dispels the false consciousness of it. If the false consciousness is dispelled, what is left over? The idea, in principle, and the illusion is no more there. Yes? Now, if we see this index J, so to say, as a law, that is the law of dispelling an illusion. See, it's not the law of the days of creation, which has always an unfolding sense. The light, let there be light, that light unfolds, then it takes form in identity, you see, and it is seen as fixed in principle, and so we can see here the dispelling sense must be always considered. The relation sense of one to the opposite, of the real to the opposite, must always be considered. Whereas in the days of creation you have no opposites. The days of creation do not deal with opposites. It deals with the inner evolution of a faint idea growing, 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 growing until it reaches its perfection. Here it is always the relationship of idea versus counterfeit. So we have to use that aspect of the synonymous terms which would somehow define that relationship of idea versus counterfeit. Yes? Now we would have the framework of the matrix. Now from this point on, we really could now establish, so to say, a whole matrix, a whole picture of how the idea of God, which is what? The idea of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, how the ideas of God dispel what? The counterfeits of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Yes? So I propose that we try it and that you take this sheet here as a working sheet. Is that an expression you use? Working sheet? Yes? As a working sheet. Not as something that is eternally fixed. It is just a way of helping how in everyday life, whenever we come up against a counterfeit, an illusion, how we could see that through the right ideas we could process our thought so as to come to the insight that only idea exists and illusion does no more exist. So you see, what we are doing would be something very, very practical, nothing at all academic. But naturally, when we go through it together, there would always be, on every point of intersection, various renderings that we could write down. And so I propose that we are not going to quarrel with each other over formulations of it, but just to use it as a constant drilling and drilling and drilling in order to get into the flow of it. At the beginning it may be a bit more difficult, but as we go on you will see you can hardly wait to write down what you want to say. So let's take the dominant mind and see, here we have the idea of mind versus what? Versus a material basis. Mind is the basis. The counterfeit of it is that we reckon with a material basis in our life. Okay. Now, what we do, I first talk about it, talk around it again about the point of intersection, and then perhaps we write something down together, and we go to the next box. All right. And I do this also, that we state the problem of the next box, and then I just give you a little time, not too long, so that we can get on, but just a little time for your own creative thinking, what you may perhaps on the first thought put there, so that I asking you really to think productively first before we write something down. So we take that material basis versus the basis of the idea of mind and ask now in the first point of intersection, what is idea? What is counterfeit? What is the idea? What is the counterfeit? Would you perhaps say that the idea of mind as a basis is that we have a metaphysical basis, and that the counterfeit of it is that matter is our basis? Perhaps as simple as that. Would you? All right. Yes? So, shall we put in there metaphysics metaphysics, comma, not matter, not matter, is the basis, is the basis. Don't I speak distinct enough? Should I? Because I always see one or the other that doesn't quite get what I say, so I think that perhaps I don't pronounce the terms properly. You just tell me when I'm not speaking distinctly. That's what I do too in German, yes, yes. So I'm glad when you tell me. Yes. So metaphysics, not matter, is the basis. So I start out comparing the idea of mind as a basis, that would be metaphysics. What is the other basis? Physical basis, material basis, matter as a basis. So how can this duality be resolved and dispelled? I would have to go to spirit, and I would have to see that the one is real and that the other is not real, naturally. So what could we state here? Well, naturally, one can make it a bit too simple, huh? But that's usually also the purpose of, say, such a matrix, that one simplifies as much as possible. Though naturally in the spiritual realm and consciousness you have quite a wider sense than just a simplified sense. But actually here you would say that the one is real and the other is unreal. Therefore we would have to see that metaphysics is real. Whereas perhaps the counterfeit of metaphysics could be many things. Huh? It could be not just matter as a basis, it could be semi-metaphysics, it could be pantheism or anything like that. Everything that mixes itself up with matter would be unreal as a basis. So let's put it here simply, metaphysics is real, and perhaps semi-metaphysics and physics is unreal. Well, you don't have to repeat the words. I mean, you can, but it gets a bit dry. Yes. Yes. Yes, I think we should see that we vary it a little bit so that we get the practical tone. You see, it must be practical, the whole thing. It would just say here, you see, if metaphysics is real, then any opposite to metaphysics, which can be many things, can be physics, it can be pantheism, it can be semi-metaphysics. All that which is not pure metaphysics would be unreal, would be not true. But also say that as long as you say it's not what it is. Yes? Therefore, whatever the proposition would be that we meet as a basis, we could see if it is not metaphysics, then it must be unreal, it must be untrue, it has no existence. No. Yes. All right. Let's get on to the next one, to soul. There where we see that the idea is really superior to the counterfeit, what would we get here? If we take as the basis metaphysics, would be superior to what? Ignorance? Isms? Yes, isms would more have to do perhaps with principle, huh? But certainly would be above sense testimony. Would be above sense testimony. Would be above physics and sense testimony. Above sensation. Physical sensation, you see? Yes? So you give to the idea of mind as metaphysics, it's still the idea of mind as a metaphysical idea, superiority over the testimony of the physical senses, over sensuality, over sensation. Yes? All right? So here we stop and make a break.